morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wackily chair. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy.
I'd like to take time here a little of that song. I like that song. Now, I know that a lot of you have pets and you're crazy about your pets, and I get that. I'm a dog lover. I love dogs. I really do think that man's best friend thing is true, but I know we got cat people, and we have lizard people, and parrot people. Iguana people, you're all welcome to jump in here because you are about to have an opportunity to ask Dr. Doug Pernikoff questions about your pet. Free. Free of charge. Here's how it works. I'm going to give the numbers. You're going to call. First come, first serve. We'll put you on the screen. Dr. Doug will say hello. I'll tell you the sponsor, and we're underway. 314-969-KTRS. Oh, and maybe you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug about how your animal has gone crazy the last couple nights because of the moon and the meteor showers. I'll bet you some animals did, because they can sense something's different in the sky. Again, 314-969-KTRS, which, of course, is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Look at those phones. Your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app, and it's free, and it's STL Taxi. Please download it. It's a great way to get a great cab, a Laclede cab. And now, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Doing great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Before we take calls, I mentioned earlier I watched, because there's lots of video out there now with Robin Williams in it, and people are posting. I watched the day that he visited Coco the gorilla. That's amazing that gorilla is able to communicate that way and understand not only signs but words.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I work with these great apes. There's a group in Iowa I've worked with. They have a chimp species called a bonobo, and it's the smartest animal next to man. And they have been involved in language studies like Coco's for, 30, 40 years now. And it's very interesting. I've experienced my own experience with people, researchers that know how to encourage you and train you. These animals are amazing. They communicate so much more than we ever give them credit for. And if we learn to communicate back the right way, we can have, a different kind of relationship with those particular higher-end animals that are very, very intellectual.
Before we get to our callers, this is very awkward, but at the end of my AT&T U-verse commercial, I forgot to give the legal disclaimer. So I'm going to pretend I'm at the end of the... This will only take 10 seconds. And once again, folks, that's AT&T U-verse.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
See, now we're legal. Now we're legal. Are you, and I also forgot to mention, folks, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Doug or visit him, he's at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Doc, are you ready for calls?
I sure am.
One last time for the numbers, and that'll be it. So pay attention, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. This is Pam. Pam, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Doctor. How are you? And Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Pam.
Hallelujah. I'm great, Pam. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. I have three rescue dogs. All my dogs are black. I have a runt of a Newfoundland, a flat coat of black retriever, and I have a black lab mix. And my dogs are wonderful. They're like my babies. But occasionally, they get into horrendous fights and go after each other. And we don't know how to stop that, or, you know, I'm putting a chair between them or whatever. And most of the time, they're wonderful friends and love each other. But there's every once in a while, they look at each other and just go at it. What can we do?
Well, I usually, number one, I'd probably have a behavioralist kind of come and watch and analyze the relationships, because it's usually one dog is demonstrating some kind of dominance over the others for some reason. So it might be a piece of property or a piece of food, something that they become very protective over. Or it might even be the way one dog reacts to another, so it triggers a defensive or a support relationship to the other dog. So I think it'd behoove you to have behavioralists in your vet, or we can suggest some good people that can really dissect the problem, understand where those triggers are coming from. It happened in my own home. I had two females that were like sisters for years, but about once every 6 or 8 months, they wanted to tear each other apart. And we just had to kind of work with them. I mean, there are more aggressive, proactive, interactive kind of changes you can do with mood modifiers or behavioral training, but I think the first thing is to get somebody over there who can really analyze the situation and figure out who the big culprit is. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. And you know, there are two boys and a girl, so it was fine until the girl came along, and I thought the girl wouldn't make a big difference.
They always cause
girls
problems.
Girls always make a difference.
Oh gosh.
You're a woman and we're men. If we saw two men and one woman, we'd always be fighting.
Pam, can I ask you a question? Are you married?
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. When you tell me, I'll tell you why.
Depends on what you got in mind.
Well, that's too bad, because I have a service. I just opened my business today for single women, divorced or widowed women who would like to stay up and, like you said, observe the animal all night, but they're afraid they might fall asleep. I will come to their homes and help them stay awake all night, and it's free. Yeah. It's just because that's the kind of person I am. Yeah, aren't you sorry you're married now?
It's a little poking and prodding to stay awake.
Don't on it.
Yeah.
Don't be sorry, because I've had that same service just for married women.
Oh!
Well, Pam, you may want to hang on and talk to Dr. Doug later, or go by the clinics. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I bet I'm going to have more business now. What to do with? This is Nyla. What a great name. Nyla, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Nyla. How are you?
I'm great, and I think that's one of the first times my name has been pronounced correctly, Frank. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
I have a question. I have a standard poodle, and I took her to a new groomer, and I don't know if that has anything to do with her problem, but she has on her neck and close to her ears, mainly on her neck area, she has developed these little close scabs. And I know we also have a garden. We've got a lot of mosquitoes and stuff outside, so I don't know. It just recently has developed. The only other thing I've done is I've changed her dog food, and I just wanted your opinion on maybe what you thought might be causing that. And that's the
how
only
thing
that she has these.
How old is she, Nyla?
She's 1 year old.
Oh, okay. So the most likely suggestion is that you have a little dermatitis caused by a staph infection, and that can happen for a million reasons, but it can be just a little bit of moisture underneath the hair coat, and it causes a little bit of weeping. The bacteria are there. If there's inflammation, they're going to find a good home. You're not using a shock collar or a one of these yard collars to train them, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, because sometimes those will stimulate infection as well. But that's a pretty easy fix, and you simply need to talk to your veterinarian about a proper medicated shampoo and some antibiotics, and usually that's all you need. On occasion, you might talk about food allergies or other allergy conditions, and certainly antihistamines may be useful as well. But I'd let your vet guide you, and that should be a quick fix that you turn around in very short order.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's great. I really enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nyla.
Thank you.
Doctor, you are a chick magnet. Every call on hold is female.
Look at this.
We're not keeping the phone numbers, though. That's not
It's all. I'll sell you their numbers.
Sell me the numbers.
All female. And here's proof. Let's go to Kay. Kay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. She's proud of it, too.
What can I help you with?
I have, he just turned three, a three-year-old Vishla. He is a rescue. We've had him since he was 5 months old. He developed seizures when he was right about one. We've been down to MU, to the veterinarian school down there. He had a full tick panel, thyroid panel, CAT scan, CBC, metabolic panel. Everything came out negative.
Hey, I need to interrupt you. Are you familiar with a drink? You used to get it at a lot of malls, the drink Orange Julius. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. I'm a champion drinker of those.
You've never given that to your dog, have you? Because that can cause Julius seizures.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did there?
I'll make a point not to share it with him.
Okay, sorry. I had to do that. Go ahead, Kay.
That's all right. Anyway, he is now on Phenobarb, 60 milligrams twice a day. The doctor switched him from potassium bromide to sodium bromide along with the Phenobarb, and he's continuing having the seizures, but now it's about every 21 to 23 days. Should I take him back to MU?
You know, there's a wonderful neurologist here in St. Louis now that's he's at one of the specialty clinics.
Doc, you sound like you're in a Progresso soup can.
Yeah.
You changed the way... There you go.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
You should definitely consider that instead of running down there. But Mizzou's great, too, of course. It's just not as convenient. You know, one of the two other considerations that I would think about, this dog is from rescue. You don't know the exact history. You know, could have had an experience with a distemper virus as a young puppy, and it starts out in the throat, then it goes to the bowel, and then it ends up finding its way to the central nervous system. And sometimes you get a seizure history because of damage that's been done by the virus historically, and the virus isn't there anymore. So, again, I think there's some ways to do swabs to see some indication of active or inactive distemper. So that's one consideration. The other consideration, even though it's a young dog, would be that there's some other kind of metabolic or tumor process going on, and that you didn't mention a CT scan or a MRI, but those things are actually available in veterinary medicine as well.
CAT scan was negative, she said.
Good. So I would still think as a primary consideration in my mind would be the history of canine distemper, and I would go back and either call your MU vet and talk to them about that possibility. And then there are a lot of different drug protocols beyond what you're talking about. There's some drugs from the human industry like Keppra or zonisamide.
Yes, zonisamide.
These are newer drugs that are being used kind of under control. So I think you have some other options still, both diagnostically and therapeutically, and I would just sit down and with whomever you want to speak to and talk about where do we go from here.
Okay, well, his neurologist is the one up here in St. Louis, but he goes down to MU and teaches.
Okay.
And that's who we go to.
Yeah, Dr. Wininger or Dr. Haas?
Wininger, I believe.
Okay, yeah, he's great. So I would just sit down and talk to him and say, look, I need better control. I need to figure out what our options are. What can you help me to do? And I think that's your best next step, okay? Well, and it might not be a simple resolve. But so you try some things you're not going to know, okay?
Right. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it, and I appreciate this show. I listen to it every day.
Wow. Thank you,
great.
Kay. Thank you.
No, I thank you.
Well, maybe we need just to get together and keep thanking each other.
Well, you know, I did hear about your service a few minutes ago.
Give that some thought. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay.
There goes Kay. You mentioned, isn't there a dog, the King Charles or something, Spaniel?
Yeah,
is that
King
what it's
Charles
called? Because you mentioned getting a swab. There's a Charles swab. Charles swab. A special swab is just for that dog. Thanks, everybody. Investment humor. Thank you. And now I believe it's time for Trudy as the Chick Fest continues. Trudy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Trudy. How are you, honey?
fine. I'm AM and the PM, of
course. Well, of course you are.
Dr. Doug, I've had Shih Tzus since about 99. And about 9 months ago...
I'm sorry, he didn't understand. You had what since 99?
Shih Tzu.
It's okay to say Shih Tzu, yeah.
Okay, and up until about 9 months ago, I just had three. And unfortunately, I had to put my two oldest ones down. Okay. So my baby then became the older dog because I got a new Shih Tzu.
Right.
And she is 9 months. I've had a problem with the older one urinating and not going to the bathroom outside. And I do have somebody at home all day long that takes them out, you know, and bolts them out. And the younger one will go out and go to the bathroom with no problem. But the older one just does not want to. He wants to go in the house.
Yeah.
So I realize that, you know, he used to be the baby and now he's the big boy in the family, but we are still giving him as much attention as we are the other one. So I'm just, he's like 7 years old and our baby is like 9 months.
Doc, can I step in here? Trudy, a lot of times pets mimic their owners. You need to go and pee outside.
Yep.
Every time you need to pee, you need to go outside, and the dog will see that and go, oh,
that's where
this
we're
is where
go.
Everybody's well, supposed to go.
The problem
go.
I have tried to get my husband to go out there and help him, but he doesn't want to do it.
Is the dog that's having the problem male or female?
He is male.
Your husband needs to go out.
Your husband has to go out and lift his leg up by a tree. Show him.
Well, my solution and suggestions, at least, would be to, first of all, rule out some kind of problem like a bladder stone. An x-ray would determine that, or your analysis to make sure you're not dealing with a medical problem. Even if it began with behavioral changes, it might now become medical, and then you complicate the whole situation. So that's number one. And then the other thing I would talk about is trying to literally institute a retraining, just like it was a puppy. And that means control with a crate and then controlled releases, take the dog out on a regular schedule frequently and then bring it back in and kind of retrain him over a couple of weeks to know the process that outside is where you go, not inside. And that would be something. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything.
He just said okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's what I would suggest doing. And, again, use the guidance of your veterinarian and any other behavioralist that you want to. But I think those are two steps. First, find out if you have an ill animal and rule those issues out, and then find out if there's some kind of retraining training that you can do. And if you can't find help there, then just call me sometime. We'll be happy to help you.
Okay, Doc. Thank you so much for your
help.
Thank you, Trudy.
Thank you. Before we take our last call, what are you doing with your phone? Are you performing surgery and you have it tucked under your chin?
No, I'm driving. I'm in Chicago, and I'm driving, and unfortunately, I've got one of those, I'm not even going to tell you the name of the
model. Flip phone?
It's a smartphone, but it's not so smart, so I'm trying to rotate to make sure you can hear me. I kind of
Now we can hear you, but when you're talking to these women, you drift into a
and he's in Illinois.
I'm kind
you're
of shy with
to,
women.
Well, I don't think so. This one's clear. Let's go to our last, and it's the all ladies version of whatever this segment's called. And the last caller will be Kim. Kim, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Kim. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And I am AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are. Well, so what's your question?
I have an older male cat. He's like 17. And in the last few months, he has started, he'll just like stand in the middle of the room and meow, like in the middle of the night. Or when
and
I
meow? Did you say?
Yeah, meow.
Okay. You know, again, when you have a 17-year-old cat, it might be some form of dementia that's imposed on it. And that's a hard diagnosis. You can go through a lot of these neurological exams, but even in humans, we don't know how to always diagnose these issues. But that would be one consideration. Believe it or not, animals that are going through some kinds of seizures can just sit and stand and do something behavioral like that. So it's not always the typical full-blown seizure we think about when your body rattles around. So that would be a consideration. There might also be a need to rule out
some discomfort and pain with the guy at this age. And again, I would always, in this kind of scenario, I would definitely encourage you to start with your veterinarian, rule out the physical problems, and then find out if there's a therapeutic option to help this cat sleep through the night and be comfortable.
Okay? Yeah, but I mean, he eats fine, and he uses the litter box, and he drinks plenty of water. He's still grooming.
Yeah, those are all good signs.
Is it the same time every night? He goes in the middle of the room and...
Oh, no, just all times during the day or the night. I think it's dementia, because it's like he just sits there and meows, and then when you say his name and get his attention, he stops.
Does he have a girl? Does he have a girlfriend, Kat?
No, he had a brother, but his brother died.
This is what he's calling out for. He wants a girlfriend.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I found my wife doing that the other night.
What? Standing in the middle of the room?
Meowing in the middle of the room.
Don't laugh at him, Kim.
He's funny.
No, he's not. Thank you, Kim.
All right, have a good night. Right.
Doc, the ladies love you. What can we say?
I know.
They love you.
Get those numbers for me.
We'll try to do this again next week from a different phone or something, or you'll be back in town, maybe.
Town.
All right, Dr. Doug Protikoff, everybody. Thank you, doctor. There he goes. He's in Chicago?
He's driving right outside Chicago, he said. I said, are you on a hands-free? And he says, no. I said, you're not supposed to drive with your phone up to your ear in Illinois. And he goes, oh, I didn't know that.
It wasn't just that. It's the way he was moving around.
Yeah.
Talking about
and he says, well, if we get pulled over.
He's still new to the radio business. He'll learn. That was Dr. Doug Protikoff, and your pet's best friend, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I'm doing the honors today for John Landoff. He's very busy, so I get a chance to talk to you about Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I was there yesterday, had my oil changed yesterday. And then I get what every one of you will get. I got an email saying, hey, would you take time to take a quick survey? And unlike a lot of these things, it really was quick. It was something like 4 questions. And these things are very important that you fill these out, because General Motors really does look at these. This is how they come up with the customer satisfaction ratings for these dealers. It's all based on what actual customers say about the dealership. And they want to know if it's done in a timely fashion, if your issues were addressed, blah, blah, blah. It was, honest to goodness, 4 questions, like 30 seconds or something, which I liked, because when I get these surveys, would you take a moment? And a moment turns out to be 15 minutes. Am I going to do it? I'm not going to do it. I noticed yesterday when I was there in the service department, I met a guy, the Z-Man. I don't remember his real name, but if I remember, he told me he was in the business of selling cleaning products, and he was not only a Landoff customer and a Chevy owner, but I don't know if he supplied them with clean, but whoever does and whatever those products are, wow, they're working great, because that place was spotless. Does anybody remember when every service department and garage was a grease pit?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's hands were all filthy.
Yeah.
And the floor was filthy. That was typical. I mean, that was a common service bay.
Couldn't shake hands with them after your car's finished. Thanks. Oh, no.
And now they look like operating rooms.
Yeah.
And Landoff is no exception. Now, with regard to what all the dealers do, and he does it too, you know, and that is, we need them. We got too many cars. It's true. They do. And I know that he tends to say over and over and over, we've got too many cars. They never want to get to the point, I don't think, where they don't have enough. But they also can't continue to have too many. So it is true that at any given time, they need to move, because the more they move, the more they get. General Motors then allocates more. So you're not going to buy a car from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet to help them thin the herd. You're going to buy it because you'll get as good a deal, if not better, than you will get anywhere else. These people that say, we'll beat anybody else's deal, to make that true, they could beat it by 25 cents, and then it would literally be true. That's what bothers me about that stuff. I'm not interested in one dealer that saves me 25 cents or even a dollar. I'm interested in being treated well and in having the experience be a pleasant experience, which it should be. Buying a car should be a very exciting thing. My entire time I grew up, we only got to do it one time. We didn't have any money. one time we got to buy a better car that I remember, and what a thrill. Oh, my goodness. My dad came home, and it was a bare-bones, basic kind of nothing car, but all we could do is just drive around and ride around all day. We just no any excuse to go anywhere. We went to the store. Let's go back to the store. Let's go to the drive-in. Let's go ride through the cemetery. It should be exciting for anybody, whether it's a pre-owned car or a new Chevy. So if you are one of those people who absolutely hates the thought of going to buy a car, then you have not bought a car at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and I invite you to do so, to do just that. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, they've been around a long, long time. They're at the Washington Elizabeth, or depending on which direction you come from, the Elizabeth Washington exit off 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
You know, you're sitting there talking about the cars. Do you remember my dad always used to say, I'm going to take the car down to get a grease job?
Yes.
What was a grease job?
It was just a grease gun, and they greased the axles, and there were specific parts of the car that you had to grease.
Right? Yeah, there were little
like
spots.
Nipples.
Yeah, little nipples
and,
that they would put
and
in.
And the grease gun went right over those, and they shot grease into those.
And it was bushings. It was little bushings, and you could see them expand.
You could see the grease shoot in there. And here's the other thing you never hear of anymore, undercoating. My dad was insistent on undercoating a car. Yeah. You don't need to do it anymore, but what it did was it prevented rust. How many rusty cars do you see on the road now that were built in the last 15 years? None.
You don't.
Cars don't rust anymore, so undercoating is unnecessary. It also quieted the ride. It would make the ride quieter because it put a sort of an acoustical barrier between you and the road. But nobody even uses the words undercoat anymore.
Yeah, or a grease job.
Well, I've heard grease job, but it's a sexual thing.
Okay. It's something different now.
It's something different, yeah.
It's something different, okay. Yeah. Hey, if you're traveling on westbound 44 just before Elm, you've got an accident. They have moved it to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up approaching Laclede Station or the Murdoch Overpass. On southbound 170, things are stop and go now between Del Mar down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through the Clayton-Skinker area. You're slow again from Lindbergh out through Mason, and it looks like from approaching Long Road now, we've got stop and go traffic up to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, it's going to be slow pockets all the way from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Also on the downtown bridge approaches northbound 55, you're still backed up in that right lane to park. On eastbound 40, things are slow at Union Station. Once you get over the bridge, look for slow traffic on eastbound 64 from the 70 split through 25th Street. This traffic report brought to you by DeVry University. Their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, I'll have news updates twice an hour to start your day. We catch up with the board meeting for their take on this week's news. Environmental activist Lois Gibbs weighs in on the Westlake landfill. Author Michael Harris on the lack of alone time in today's American society. And we get an update on our friend John Beaver's condition from his doctor. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning! If you haven't purchased new granite countertops yet, then you have only until August 24th to take advantage of the best offer in the history of Granite Busters. It's the final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all five of these items absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away. Free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. This offer is done August 24th. And if you haven't made your purchase by then, you'll miss out. The final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ad at time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/24.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt.
No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there, either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday between 4 and 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS, broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fires, talking tips, techniques, and all things barbecue.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
In the near future, if you folks read a spicy story in the news about me leaving my wife and stealing Peon's wife, it'll be because he just told me she's making chicken and dumplings.
No, I'm making it.
All right, I'm marrying you. You're making chicken and dumplings?
Yeah.
Fine. I'm turning gay. I'll marry you for chicken and dumplings. Wow. Crock pot, too. The chicken all day. I wish you hadn't told me that. That's all I can think about. Back to the phones. They're all yours, folks. 314-969-5877, which is KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I was saying that if I own an auto repair shop, if a woman walked in and asked me to grease her nipples, I'm not quite sure how that would go over there with what would happen. But the little things are called Zerk fittings.
No,
they actually are still around. But sure, if you take your Silverado up to Johnny Landoff, that those guys would grease up the Zerk fittings on the U-joints on the drive shaft.
Well, if I had a Silverado, I would. I could take the Trailblazer or the Corvette. But it's funny, we don't seem to see or hear about people getting a grease job anymore. But
all those front-end parts from the manufacturers anymore don't come with the Zerk fittings on, like, ball joints. Just typically, that's what you would be greasing. And I'm sure it was, some cost savings moves, so many years ago. But if it wears out, you can even buy a needle that we put into our grease gun and you stick it through the rubber and you can grease it up. And that'll help for a while. But then when it wears out, you buy an aftermarket part, a good one, like a Moog, then it comes with grease fittings again. And you can start greasing it again.
Isn't it also true, though, that on newer cars, there's not as much maintenance necessary?
Parts. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it's true. I hate to say that I hate that, but...
but you
know,
do.
We do things, but they definitely do still break, and, things happen, but...
Hey, man, years ago...
People keep them, and they get 150,000 miles, more things break, and, that's how we make our, keep our business going.
Years ago, lots of guys, mainly guys, back then it wasn't many women, made good livings on points and plugs. My goodness, whoever puts new plugs in a car now? You'd have to have the car 150,000 miles to change the plugs.
Well, about 100,000. You're absolutely right. And, the guys, I have a couple at the shop. They're old enough. I mean, we can tune up carburetors. And if most of the, I have a couple younger guys that work for me, and if a car comes in with a carburetor, they look at it like,
what's
they don't
this?
Know where to begin,
The
guy basically says, get out of my way and I'll fix this one, and it's just the way it is.
And does anybody use a timing gun anymore? That's a thing of the past too, isn't it?
Those carbureted cars. Yeah, absolutely. You have to use those occasionally, but it's becoming more and more rare. I probably have 15, 20 customers with cars of that age, trucks and whatnot, that you still do those things too. And they know we do it because we have a couple of guys that are been around forever and they're older and they know what they're doing still. And it is, but it's getting harder and harder to find places that can do that.
Yeah.
But I'm fortunate. I have some good guys working for me and they know what to do.
Jeff, I appreciate the call.
All right, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The other thing, it was so common when I was a kid, to see cars on the side of the road overheated. It was 100 degrees.
Oh, right.
You never see that. Cars don't overheat. I look at my needle temperature. It never gets beyond midpoint. I don't care how hot it is. That fan kicks in. Sometimes it's a secondary fan. Man, I can remember my dad pulling off the road, taking a rag and taking the cap off a radio, trying not to get scalded to let the pressure out. And then you had to get somewhere where there's a garden hose.
Yeah. My first car, it was a Tornado. Or is it Toronado?
Toronado.
Yeah.
Toronado.
And it had some issues with overheating. And where you had to get the temperature to go down, you had to blast the heat in the car. Have you ever had to do that?
Oh, turn the heat on. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I had a couple instances where
driving down the road and it's 100 degrees outside and then you're,
I remember the first
just
time.
Just watching that needle go up and up and then hoping it would go back down.
No, if it's 100 degrees, you turn the heat full blast up in the car to let some of that heat. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but the alternative is worse. We got two mics in a row here. Let's go to mic number one. Mike, how are you?
Hi, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, I just had a comment. I hope North County has a very peaceful, quiet evening.
I think they will.
Way past, past due. I can understand the suffering and loss that Mr. and Mrs. Brown, Michael Brown's parents have gone through. But I would feel much more, I wish when they would, instead of saying they want to see justice, I'd rather they said, I want to see the truth. The truth. They might not like what the investigation, the FBI is going to do. They might not like the results, but I'd feel better if they said they want to know the truth. I want justice.
Here's the problem. Sometimes, no matter what you say, tell people is the truth, they don't believe it. And it goes both ways. It goes both ways. And that's the problem.
It could be a case that the officer did something wrong and Michael Brown did something wrong. It's unfortunately, that's like Trayvon Martin. They were both, maybe both at fault.
Yeah, well, we weren't there, and we'll, time will tell. Here's the good news. It will, in time, in short time, all settle. The whole Trayvon Zimmerman thing eventually settled down, and this will, too. It's just initially there's that explosion and of anger, and it subsides.
I want to see the truth.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Not just justice. I mean, you know, justice may never be served.
Justice is what you, in your mind, think is what... the outcome should be. That's the problem. That's what they call justice.
Yep. I just want a quiet North County tonight.
A lot of people do. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Speaking of all that stuff, did you see Al Sharpton on the news?
No,
he lost.
I won't listen to him.
Oh, my God. He looks.
No, he looks sick.
He shrunk like Star Jones.
And you know,
Star
he
Jones.
Used to be a huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was gigantic.
300 pounds.
Did he, like, he lost a lot of weight, or is he sick?
No,
man,
he's lost weight for a long time.
Wow.
He lost probably a couple hundred pounds.
I didn't even recognize.
He had that Star Jones syndrome where their head looks like a shrunken pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, number two. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Frank.
Yes,
I am in the PM.
Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I want to throw out some information to Kay with that dog that had seizures.
Okay.
I had somebody dump a basset hound out here in rural Illinois where I live, and we took him in, and he was having seizures. So I was doing some research on the Internet. And there's some preservatives that are used in dog food that can have that effect on dogs. It's if she would look at her ingredients of the dog food, BHA, BHT, and rosemary extract can cause that.
Wow.
So I changed dog food to a natural dog food, and the seizures immediately went away.
Well, she's probably still listening. Why? You could be a veteran. You could be a veterinarian.
Well, I don't know about that, but I hope that helps her out if she's listening.
It might very well. I'm sure she thanks you, and I thank you.
Well, great. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Mike. You too.
Take care.
You know, for this full moon and this Perseid showers, we haven't had a lot of nuts calling.
No.
Normally the nuts call.
Yeah.
We got lucky this time. Bill Cleveland's on the way. And I'm sure right now somebody's on the way to the Good Feet store. Maybe not now, they're closing. But maybe on the way tomorrow. Maybe you will be, but you didn't realize it until you hear what I'm about to tell you. And you think, well, tomorrow I'm going to be on the way to the Good Feet store. So you got pain in your feet or foot. That definitely deserves and qualifies for a visit to the Good Feet store. How about your leg, knee, hip, back, neck? Yeah, that could be coming from your feet too. I know it sounds like a bunch of crap, and I tended to agree at one time. Come on, headache from my feet? Then you talk to people who have no longer have those headaches and no longer have leg and hip problems because they did one simple thing. They let the folks at Good Feet put an insert, an arch support, inside their shoes. And it changed everything. Why do you think some people who work on concrete in factories stand all day wear certain kinds of shoes? There's a reason for that. Because if they don't, they're going to have some serious backaches, neck aches, and headaches. It's science. So if you have pain, who's to say it's not coming from an unequal distribution of weight in your feet? And that can be altered, and a slight alteration can make all the difference. Here's the way you find out. You go into Good Feet store. You don't need an appointment. You tell them where you're hurting. They'll try 3, 4, 5 maybe of these inserts, arch supports. If they don't work, you walk out. If they do, ha-ha, bingo, pay dirt. 3 Good Feet locations. In the St. Louis area, on Olive, just west of 270, across from Fridays. South County, Union Road, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, westbound 44, that accident still on the right shoulder near Elm. Traffic is jammed back to, well, not jammed, but it's running heavy now between Jamison out through Elm. You're also running slow out through the Fenton Valley Park area from a little west of the Merrimack River out to past Bowles Avenue. Now on southbound 170, things are stacking up just a little south of Page, down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant, and westbound 70, look for a slowdown from 170 out through the airport. And this traffic report brought to you by DeVry University. At DeVry, Their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Two green seats for a St. Louis Cardinals game in Section 7, Row C, right in front of the visitors on deck circle, and includes parking.
This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216.
For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on.
Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Klee Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company. The app is STL Taxi, and it's free, and it's great, and it works to get you a Klee Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Actually, in Little Rock, Arkansas this afternoon.
Wow, you're a traveling man.
I am. I actually just passed the President Clinton Library.
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, you can do that. We can do more tomorrow.
Thanks for going
by. I'm
going
to go there tomorrow. I'll tell you about it. Yeah. But I have to tell you real quick, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I went to Johnny Cash's boyhood home today. I took a little detour off of 55, and it was about 20 minutes off the dirt road, and I mean lots of dirt roads. And they don't open it to the public until next week.
You know, they allocated $5.5 million for that project. For Johnny Cash's boyhood home, it blows me away.
It was, but it was cool. You've seen the movie Walk the Line, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, probably one of my favorite movies. And really, just driving down that dirt road as you get close to that house, it kind of gives you goosebumps. But it was really, really neat to see. And
well, thanks, Bill.
Well, Mr. Ed just chimed in.
Yeah.
If you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, I'm going to put some pictures up so you can see it and see it, everything just the way it was when Johnny Cash was a young man. And it's just a really neat place. So tomorrow I'll have some more from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm going to see a ton of stuff in the next day or so.
All right.
And lots to see and do here.
All right. Give us a sign off. From Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Bill
Clevin. Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Bill Clevin.
There you go. I had to write it out for him. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
BillOnTheRoad.com. Some terrific videos on there. He does a great job with that. Stick around. The Playhouse is right around the corner. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.